In January 2010, Achin did not appear headed for conflict. The Shinwari tribe had pledged to support the Afghan government, oppose the Taliban, and ban opium growing. In return, U.S. commanders pledged $200,000 for small development projects and promised an additional $1 million for future projects. To try to minimize corruption, the senior U.S. commander in eastern Afghanistan decided to disperse the aid through the local government and fund projects approved by a tribal shura. But bypassing the central government drew complaints from senior Afghan officials, who argued it undermined the Karzai administration. The U.S. State Department later drafted a policy prohibiting officials from working with tribes. The promised aid was never distributed. Since the pact fell apart, all schools in Achin have closed. The only clinic has shut its doors, and the local bazaar is deserted. While some tribal leaders say despite their dispute, they are continuing to keep out the Taliban, others concede they are accepting help from insurgents. An Ali Shahel tribesman who asked not to be named because he fears retribution for speaking out says the Shinwari's reliance on the Taliban boils down to money. He says when there is fighting, we have to buy weapons. Our harvest just lies in the field because we cannot collect it peacefully. He says we are losing money, and because of the dispute, we have contact with the Afghan Taliban. They help financially and with weapons.